Shadow Housing Minister Andrew Bragg says a government's deal to stop self-managed super funds borrowing money to invest in housing could choke supply by up to 10,000 houses per year. He fronted the media alongside industry leaders as the coalition continues its attack on the agreement the government struck with the Greens to pass broad tax changes. The Greens supported changes to capital gains tax and negative gearing in exchange for a ban on self-managed super funds borrowing money to buy housing. Some industry figures, including Peter Burgess, the CEO of the Self-Managed Super Fund Association, are critical of the change.
Now look, we think there's a clear argument here for new properties to be carved out of this ban on self-managed super funds being able to borrow to invest in residential property to align with the government's own policy settings, where they've made a clear distinction in their housing policy between new homes, which do add to the stock of property, to the supply of houses in this country, and existing homes. So there is no question that this ban on residential property will have an impact on supply.